All right, this is a setting the bar story.
It's an example of what not to do.
Sure. Listen, extreme sports can be fun to watch, fun to participate in.
But maybe dangerous, hence the word extreme.
Now, this guy's okay, so that's good. But if you can manage to make it through the day without flying your motorized paraglider right into some power lines, you're doing okay.
That's not a good combo.
No, it's not. This happened in North Dakota on the Red River. This guy was just filming this paraglider because he was walking across the bridge. He was like, oh, this is kind of cool.
Yeah, you don't see that every day.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Oh, no.
Oh, jeez.
The accent kills me.
It's pretty great.
I mean, the guy...
What happened is not great.
Yeah, so it was kind of near sunset, and the guy said he lost the lines, the power lines, in the horizon. Couldn't see them. And it literally, like, clotheslined him. The paraglider was underneath, the parachute was up above, and it caught the lines. It sparked, and it fell into the river. Thankfully, the tires on the paraglider acted as flotation device, so it didn't sink.
Okay, so he could just sit there and wait to be rescued?
Yeah, but he had to be rescued, and he had to be okay. But, you know, thank goodness the eyewitness was there and was able to assist in that, and then we were able to get this great audio, plus the audio of him seeing a woman naked for the very first time.
Oh, jeez!
I don't believe that's true. That's probably not.
Oh, jeez!
What happened?
Yes? You like?
Oh, jeez!
Stop! Yep. Stop it! It's the paraglider accident. Thank goodness he's okay.
Hey, it's okay. That's why we're joking about it.
Okay.
That's why we're joking about
it. All right.
All right. So there you go. That's your setting the bar story. And kudos to this guy.
Oh, jeez!
Stop!